A recurring theme over the past several years has been sparring between the Republican-controlled state legislature and Tennessee's more liberal big cities. They've staked out positions on issues like LGBT rights, living wages, and immigration, only to have them undone by lawmakers. The disputes have frequently put Governor Bill Haslam in the middle, so we asked the candidates to follow him whether they feel the state legislature has meddled too much in local government affairs and what they'd do about it. WPLN's Chaz Sisk reports.
Republican Randy Boyd notes that he worked a lot with local governments when he was the state's commissioner for economic and community development. And he says he has a healthy respect for the work that's done by local officials. So he says he'd appoint a senior aide whose main job would be to make sure they aren't being steamrolled.
The deputy governor of local government to be the voice and the ears for local governments. So it'll be a point of emphasis trying to empower our local communities. I just believe government governs best closest to home.
That was the most concrete proposal from the six leading candidates for governor to improve relations between cities and states. And most agreed they could be better. Democrat Craig Fitzhugh has frequently defended city initiatives as the minority leader in the state House of Representatives. He says he'd discourage any effort by the legislature to bigfoot local governments.
Yeah, I don't think it's good. We have different levels of government for a reason and a purpose, and I know the boundaries of state government. I know the boundaries of city government and county government.
House Speaker Beth Harwell also pledged to respect the powers of local government, even though she didn't quite embrace the premise that lawmakers have been meddling. Sure, Nashville and the legislature have sometimes clashed, she conceded. Those fights have included the General Assembly's decision to overturn Nashville's non-discrimination ordinance in 2011 and this year's dispute over short-term rentals.
But I think for the most part, we have certainly respected the rights of local government that's closest to the people, allow them to make the decisions for themselves. And that would be my philosophy going forward.
Ultimately, lawmakers are the ones who decide which fights to pick. But the governor can sometimes smooth over those disputes, which all the candidates pledge they'd try to do. For Nashville Public Radio, I'm Chaz Sisk.